都不一样啊啊！谢谢你们啊！有一个一样的，就是我是广东人，所以我的口腔还是改不了，我的普通话还是很普通的。
There are some changes here, but something that didn't change. I'm Cantonese, so I have Cantonese accent.
今天跟大家分享，很大家能够体会神的心意。
So I want to share with you how we can understand God's heart.
我们今天看的《使徒行传》第一章，整个的那个故事的背景就是耶稣基督已经升天了。
So we see the background of Acts chapter 1, that at the time, Christ had already risen to heaven.
他们在送别，就在看，看着耶稣升天。
They saw Jesus ascend into heaven.
看完了，已经不见了，他们还在看。
Even after he had disappeared, they were still looking.
我不知道你送飞机，那个飞机已经飞跑了，你还在那边看吗？
I don't know about you. If you send somebody off to go on a plane, even after the plane has lifted off, do you still look in the sky?
那些门徒就是这样子，还在那边看。
So those disciples were just like that. They were still looking into the sky.
你来猜。他们为什么还在那边看？
Do you want to guess why they were still looking into the sky?
他们希望看，哎呦，啊，他又回来了，有这样子吗？
Do you think maybe they were hoping that he would come back right away?
应该不会吧？
Probably not.
因为耶稣已经预言他四十天就走了。
Because Christ already, he had told them prophecy that after 40 days, he would depart from them.
很明显是他们不知道后面跟着怎么办。
Very clearly, they don't know what is to come.
我不知道你现在的生活的情况怎么样。
I don't know what your life situation is right now.
十年前我在 College Station 的时候也有这样子的挣扎。
So 10 years ago, when I was in College Station, I also have this kind of struggle.
要留在美国。我当时的决定
，whether I should stay in the U.S. which
还是我自己少年的时候的意向要去中国
，or should I follow the vision I had as a youth to go to China？
因为我过去很长的时间的预备啊，虽然我是香港人，但是我是预备在中国里面做服事的。
Because I had a long time preparation to go to China, even though I am from Hong Kong.
在那个要选择的过程是不容易的。
So that process of choosing is not easy.
但是当你真的心来说，无论去哪儿，你是我的神，我跟从你。
However, what's important is that you say to God that you are my God. You, wherever you send me, I will go.
在我每一天的生活里，你说应该怎么样，我就怎么样。
So in my daily life, however you want me to live, that's the way I will live.
你发现就常常会有一些提醒在你身边，告诉你你应该做什么。
Do you ever notice that there are some reminder in your life of what you should do?
这边这一段圣经就有天使跟这些加利利人或是耶稣的门徒说，你们为什么还站着望天呢？
So in this verse, the angel was saying to the disciples, why do you stand here looking into the sky?
有没有看过你身边常常有一些天使在提醒你的？
Do you ever notice that you have angels around you reminding you of things?
在你每一天生活里面，有没有看到神的恩典、神的带领和很多不同的机会可以回应神的？
So, do you ever notice in your life that you see God's leading and God's grace in your life and that you can answer to?
我们没有深入的了解以前，我们先了解整个的大的故事背景。
So, we didn't understand deeply of what's the past, but we do need to understand the whole big picture.
我们下一页。我们先来了解圣经是神的故事。
We need to understand that the Bible is God's story.
圣经的故事有两个主题。
There are two main themes in the Bible.
一个主题是神已经完成的事情。
One theme is that God has already completed things.
另外一个故事是说神还没有完成的故事。
So one is what God has already completed. The other one is what God has not completed yet.
神还没有完成的故事，神现在邀请你来跟我一起完成这后面的故事。
What God has not completed yet, He is inviting you to help Him to complete it.
这一个的主题是贯穿整个圣经。
So this theme is throughout the entire Bible.
意思是从创世纪一直到启示录，神常常在重复这个故事。
In other words, starting from Genesis all the way to Revelation, God constantly repeat the theme.
我们先来看创世纪那边，创世纪那一章。
Let's look in Genesis first.
是我们都很熟悉的创世纪第三章，人犯罪以后，神就说有什么结果。
So we probably are familiar with Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve had sinned, and God told them what would be the result.
嗯，我们先来念中文，然后再念英文，好吗？
Let's read Chinese first.
看得到吗？我们试试看啊，预备，来。耶和华上帝对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。英文。
Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock.And all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
嗯，这一段圣经里面怎么样的惩罚，我们不多说。
So how this verse talk about punishment for, we're not going to dwell into the details of that.
但是里面就已经将一些已经完成的在红色字里面告诉我们。
There are some things that have already been completed in that verse that God has already fulfilled, and that is written in red letters.
当时没有完成，但是我们现在看。就已经完成了。
So at the time, of course, it had not been fulfilled, but now it had already been fulfilled.
就是这个蛇，这个魔鬼会伤害，这个女人的后裔的脚跟，意思是耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，是手跟脚跟都受伤了。
In other words, you know, Satan, he would strike his heel. Him, it refers to the offspring of the woman. Of course, that is Christ. Satan, you know, when he was nailed to the cross.
嗯，这个事情
when Christ was nailed to the cross, this has already been accomplished.
但是还有一个咒诅还没有完成的。
However, there's another curse that has not been fulfilled.
神预言这个女人的后裔耶稣基督会伤这个魔鬼的头，魔鬼的头。
So God prophesy that the woman's offspring will crush your head, crush Satan's head.
当伤害这个魔鬼的头，这个头是致命的，所以他就不可能再有什么作为了。
So when that happens, then Satan would be destroyed and couldn't do anything more.
现在魔鬼还在吗？
Is Satan still here?
魔鬼还有作为吗？
Does he still in actively doing things?
他在我们身边或是我们生活里面还在引诱我们，还在试探我们吗？
Is he still tempting us and using us? In,
有吗？
Is he?
有，那所以很明显这个魔鬼还没有死。
It's very clear he's not dead yet.
所以这个是尚未完成的故事。
So this is yet to be fulfilled.
但是有一天一定会完成的。
However, one day it will be fulfilled.
我们从圣经创世纪一直到下面，好像一条线一样， 有一部分完成了，有一部分还没有完成，我们会参与继续完成神的故事。
So God's timeline starting from Genesis all the way to Revelation, it's a straight line, and so we are in the middle of that timeline, and still some things that need yet to be accomplished.
我们用路加福音或是使徒行传来做一个比喻，也是这样子的解释。
We can use Luke and Acts to make a comparison.
嗯哼，这两个书信都是路加医生所写的，同一个作者。
So both these books were written by the same author, and that is Luke.
他写的时候故意将耶稣出生的背景是整个罗马，当时的皇帝是谁等等。
So he chose to write about the background of when Jesus was born into the Roman world and who was the emperor at the time.
在当时耶稣开始出来传道，在加利利这个地方是一个外邦人的加利利。
When Jesus started his ministry was in Galilee, it was the land of the Gentiles.
他四周围去，特别要到耶路撒冷，他会经过犹大和撒玛利亚这个地方。
So in order to go to Jerusalem, he would have to pass by Judea and Samaria.
最后死在耶路撒冷。
And then he would be, he would die in Jerusalem.
你发现路加福音就是从这个地方这样子慢慢慢慢收窄的，给你看到耶稣最终死在。
So you could, if you look at the structure of the book of Luke, you can see that he started out and born into the Roman world, and then how he went to Samaria and Judea, and then he died on the cross in Jerusalem.
在中间那边，耶稣复活升天，就是我们刚刚念的那一段圣经哦。
So in the middle was where Jesus rose from the dead. And that was the middle section where we read.
路加福音在这样子讲的时候是告诉我们耶稣已经完成的故事。
So Luke structured the book like this to say that yes, Christ already accomplished that. He rose from the dead.
然后从使徒行传转过来。
And then starting from the book of Acts, turn around.
先从耶路撒冷开始了教会。
Starting from the church in Jerusalem,
使徒行传已经开始说，他是从耶路撒冷、犹大传递，跟着撒玛利亚，跟着加利利整个的外邦地方，最后到罗马。
So the progression is starting from Jerusalem and then spread to Samaria and Judea and then to Galilee and then to Rome.
你发现最后结束的时候很特别。
If you realize that in Book of Acts how it ends is very special.
所有的书信或是新约的圣经在结束都会说问候大家，或是什么时候我就会再来见你们。
So a lot of these letters in the New Testament all ends with, you know, especially Paul's letters ends with, you know, I as peace to some whoever it is he addressed to, and then I will come back.
但是《使徒行传》结束的时候是突然间的。
However, in the book of Acts, the way it ends is very sudden.
保罗去了罗马，发生什么事情，什么都没说。就突然停了。
That Paul went to Rome, but didn't it just all of a sudden stop? Didn't say what happened.
你有机会自己再看圣经，你来猜为什么。
If you have time, you look at the Bible yourself and you guess why.
为什么《使徒行传》会这么突然间就停了？
You can guess why all of a sudden the Book of Acts just ends like that.
猜到吗？
Can you guess?
因为还没有写完。
Because it's not finished. It's not yet to be finished.
还有你跟我的故事在后面写着了。
Because it has your story and my story to be written.
我们的故事当然不是这样子写在圣经里面，一个字一个字是。
Of course, our story is not going to be written in the Bible, word by word.
我们的故事就好像那个 YouTube 那个电影一样。
So our story is kind of like YouTube. It's going to be recorded in the video.
将来在天上，我们一看那个人，他的故事就出现了。
When we go to heaven, when we see that person's story will appear.
你跟我的故事是一个尚未完成的故事。
See, your story, my story is one that's not finished yet.
既然还没有完成，那我们还可以做什么呢？
So, since it's not finished yet, what can we do?
我们的故事跟上帝的故事有什么关系呢？
What does our story have to do with God's story?
难道我们的生活就是每天工作、吃饭、睡觉，就是这样子吗？
Is it our life is just working, sleeping, that's it?
当然不是这样子。
Of course not.
这个英文版不用说了啊。那我们发现呢，原来我们的故事还没有完成，上帝继续在我们生命里面做工作。我们可以更仔细地聆听神啊，你在做什么？
See, since our story has not finished yet, we need to listen to God to tell us what is it we need to do next.
我已经在北京十年的时间。
I have been in Beijing for 10 years already.
这个十年真的很多经验，特别看到很多神迹。
So in these 10 years, I have so much experience, saw so many miracles.
知道在中国里面那个信耶稣的人数是比全世界很多地方都要高。
Do you know that the number of people who believe in Christ in China is higher than many, many places in the world?
我在广东有一个弟兄很年轻，30多岁，我就问他，你是基督徒吗？
So there's a brother in Canton that I asked him, but he's in his 30s. I asked him, are you Christian? He said, yes, we have 3 generations of Christians.
我说不可能吧，以前做基督徒很难的。
I said, that's not possible. It's so hard to be a Christian in the past.
他说因为我的太婆就是第四代前的那个他的那个什么爷妈妈什么太婆啊，他大概1920几年的时候，他年轻的时候就因为去教会学校，他一个人信了耶稣。
Because his great grandmother went to church and became a believer in the 1920s.
她回到农村，虽然好像没什么特别。
Even though she went back into the countryside,
但是她继续敬拜神，基督徒不多。
However, she continued to worship God, and even though at the time there were not many Christians.
但是她整个人生都真的非常和谐，非常好人，非常愿意活出基督徒的样式。
However, her entire life, she was willing to follow Christ and live out Christ in her life.
她大概60多岁的时候就死了。
She probably died in her 60s.
在他们的农村里面死了，他们要将他们的遗体放在那个祠堂里面3天，让所有的人都见过，跟他说再见，然后才下葬。
Oh, so the custom at the time is, you know, after she passed away, you know, her body would be displayed people to pay respect for 3 days, and then they would bury.
那个农村就是这样子的习惯。
That was the custom in the countryside at the time.
当他们正预备要下葬等等安排很多事情，很多亲友都回来的时候。
When they were preparing to bury her, many relatives returned home.
他就醒了，哦，那个死人突然间坐起来。
And she just. She just came alive again and sat up.
她坐起来以后，她说：“哎呦，做什么事情？为什么我们在这边？”
She just sat up and said, "What happened? Why am I here?"
哇，吓死人了！很多人都看着，她已经死了3天了，为什么还在这边？
Oh, people were so frightened because she had been dead for 3 days, and then she just came alive again. The people were all stunned.
她就说：“我其实已经在天上了。”
She said, actually, I was already in heaven.
我是经过一个隧道，黑黑的，然后看到里面后面很光很亮。
I went through a tunnel and I see a bright light in the end.
我一出去就听到很多的歌声，都知道哦，原来那边是有人敬拜神。
At the end of the tunnel, I can hear singing and then all those people worshiping God.
她很高兴，正要过去的时候。
And she was so happy, she wanted to enter there.
那个天使就拦着她，哎，你怎么在这边？
And the angel just stopped her. Hey, why are you here?
你还没有到的时间，你回去，你回去。
Your time is not, you can't come here right now. Your time is not yet.
Go back. 她一面回去，一面在看。
As she was turning back, she kept looking back.
那她就走回来了。
So she returned back.
她说，天堂是真的。
She said, heaven is real.
耶稣是真的。
Jesus is real.
信了耶稣以后，在天堂里面可以敬拜神是真的。
After you believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven and worship him. That is real.
当时很多亲友都围着他。
And many relatives all surround her.
问他天堂怎么样的。
And ask her, what's heaven like?
他尽力解释，啊，很亮很亮，但是一点都不伤害人的，啊，很和谐，大家都很和平，很有笑容，很喜乐。
She was explaining how beautiful, peaceful it is, bright it is, and people are in peace and loving and just so wonderful over there.
她尽量解释，尽量来说，但是说不完，因为太多的事情，她说不清楚。
She tried to explain everything, but she couldn't because there are so many things.
她就跟她所有的亲友说，凡是我们无家的人都要信耶稣。
So she told all her relatives, all of you need to accept Christ.
没有别的真神。
There is no other true God.
我去过，我看过，只有他是真神。
I've been there. I've seen it. I know he's the true God.
所以因为这样子，这个年轻人听他爸爸妈妈这样子说。
So because of this reason, this young man heard his parents say these things.
所以他说，我们三代的所有的信吴的都必须要信耶稣。
So our generation, the Wu family, three generations, we all believe in Christ.
哇，很多不同的神迹。
So there are so many miracles.
神在做很多不同的工作。
God is doing so many works.
可能我们在这边太神奇了，不可能吧。
So maybe we think, oh, that's not possible.
他们整个家族几十人，他们就说这是真的，我们经验过了。
The whole their clan, family clan, about several dozens of people, they say it's true.
小心的看你周围。
If you carefully look around you,
其实上帝在做很多不同工作的。
Actually, God's doing so many works around you.
嗯哼，耶稣基督已经完成了他很多的故事。
See, Jesus has already accomplished so many of his story.
他来了。
He came.
传道33年。
He lived for 33 years.
死了。
And he died on the cross, and then he rose from the dead and rose to heaven.
他说，有一天，这整个所有的人都听过这个故事。
He said, one day, all people on earth will hear this story, all hear this story.
怎么样可以听过？
How can they all hear this story?
就是所有属于神的人能够告诉身边的人，让他们也听到这个福音。
That's only by those of us who belong to God tell people around us about him that people can hear.
当我们完成这个尚未完成的故事，主耶稣就会再来，整个故事就完成了。
When we finish this unfinished story, then Christ will return.
我们很多基督徒是我只看重我有没有得救。
So many of us Christians, we only look at the importance of whether I am saved.
我信了耶稣就够了。
As if it's enough that I'm saved.
后面那一句我们要传道直到地极，我们就忘记了。
So the next,
我们自己要做的
next phrase that we need to preach the gospel to all the ends of the earth, we forget.
嗯哼。假如我们愿意接受这一个差遣，看看你周围的人有没有一些从国内来的一些学者，啊，他们可能从来不知道圣诞节怎么过，那你请他来你家吃饭。
Maybe we need to accept this commission that, you know, if you see people around you, scholars from China, people who never heard of the Christ, the story, then you invite them to your house and you tell them about Christ.
大使命是一个两刃的利剑。
So the Great Commission is a double-edged sword.
当我们向还没有信主的人告诉他神的审判和神自己的爱，他们就会畏罪畏义，为神的审判而自己责备自己。
So when we tell them about God's judgment and how, you know, God died for our sins, and they would feel that they, you know, God's judgment upon them, and they would feel that they need salvation.
所以我们不需要定人的罪，只需要告诉他神的恩典。
We don't have to say that they are sinners. We just have to say God's, tell them about God's grace.
另外一方面，这一个剑也是对我们生命成长的剑。
And on the other hand, this sword is also a sword to help us to grow our spiritual life.
为什么我们今天信了耶稣，已经有神的生命，还留在这个世界呢？
Why is it that after we accept Christ, we have new life? Why are we still here on earth?
Eugene Peterson, 一个很好的彼得森博士，他说人生最幸福的是什么？
There's Dr. Peterson. He said, "What is the most blessed thing in life?"
人生最幸福的就是我信了耶稣，受洗那天一出去，嘣，撞车死了。
He said the most blessed thing is after I accepted Christ and I have new life, and then I get hit by a car, boom, I die.
那天洗得干干净净的。
So it's a clean death.
没有罪，什么都没有，但是我那天就回天家了。
I don't have to deal with sin. I can go to heaven.
不用再辛苦了，
so、
不用再做饭了，不用上班了。
I don't have to suffer. I don't have to cook. I don't have to go to work.
那假如你说不是啊，这怎么可能是幸福？那你现在回答我。你活着为什么？
So if you say, no, that's not a blessing, then how would you answer me? What do you think is a blessing?
你现在这样子在地上活着会比天上更好吗？
The way you live on earth, is it going to be better than the way you're going to live in heaven?
不是吧？
Probably not.
那假如你继续，我要活着，我要活着，你告诉我，你活着为什么？
And if you continue to live and you say, I want to live, 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 I ask you, what do you live for?
假如你愿意跟从神，完成还没有完成的。
If you're willing to follow Christ and finish that which is not completed yet.
教会存在的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the church?
教会存在的目的是鼓励大家在你的生活里面来体验神。见证神，然后影响世界。
So the purpose of a church is to encourage you to accept Christ, to grow in Christ, and to tell people about Christ.
你发现我们是盐，我们是光。
Because we are the light of the world and salt of the earth.
你再看清楚啊，是啊，不是做啊。
So we are to do, not sit.
你要做好像光一样，你要做好像盐一样，去调和世界，很辛苦的。
So to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, that's hard work.
你不论怎么样做，你不是的话，你还是做不出来的。
No matter how hard you try, 不行。
因为你做出来没有这个生命，就是骗人的。
No matter how hard you try, if you don't have life, if you don't believe, then...It's very, very vain.
假如你愿意成为盐，成为光，必须有神住在你的里面，你也抓住神给你的机会去表达这一个。
If you want to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, you need to accept Christ and have His Spirit living in you that you'll be able to do that.
你来到教会里面，千万不要大家来服侍我，我就是最重要的。
When you come to church, you should not have the attitude, hey, everybody serve me, I'm the most important person.
或是我来服侍这个教会，我只用我的所长，我的恩赐来服侍。
Or that I'm serving in this church, I only use what I'm good at.
其他的我不管的了。
I don't care about anything else.
啊，或是我来了教会就是看，哎呦，这个人有缺点，那个人有问题。
Or I just come to this church and I pick on everybody's faults.
你发现我所有说的这些都是我们人以自我为中心，来的教会让教会成为一个 social club。
So you've noticed these attitudes are self-centered. You come to church like it's a club.
那这样子来教会真的没意义了。
So if that's the case, then there is no meaning in that.
有人这样子比喻教会好像一些肥田料一样。
So some people made this comparison. Church is like a rich soil.
对。那太多的基督徒聚在一起，臭死人了。
Too many Christians come together, it stinks.
但是呢，将这些肥田料拿出去，去啊帮助其他的，能够散出去，就能够帮助很多的生命，很多的地方的收成会更好。
So it's like fertilizer, and you got all come together, it stinks, but you need to disperse it so that you can fatten other people.
所以教会的是用来干什么的？
So what's the church used for?
教会是神的身体。
The church is God's body.
教会是神的圣殿。
It's God's temple.
教会是我们能够活出神自己的心意，我们能够成为神家里面的人，跟其他是同国，我们是天国的国民。
That we can come together as the body of Christ and we become citizens and sons and daughters of heaven.
所以我们每一次来聚会，我们是来庆祝。
So every time we come together to church, we come to celebrate.
来听听弟兄姊妹不同的见证，不同的体会。上帝这个星期带领我做了什么？上帝这个星期给我什么机会？我接待了什么人？看到可以跟他分享福音，或是怎么样
？So God gave us a chance to share our testimony. What did God do in my life this week? And share with everybody.
或是我在属灵上面学了什么功课？我们来的是分享这些。
Or what lesson did I learn? Spiritual lesson did I learn in my life that I want to share?
我在北京你猜不到的这一个老人院。
So this is a nursing home in Beijing.
这个老人院是在中南海，就是北京那个政治的中心，就是那个走路大概十分钟就到了，很近的。
So it's very central in Beijing.
你看这么近中央政府，这个地方一定很敏感的呗。
So it's very close to the government building.
是一个西城区。是一大片的胡同，就是小的巷。
So it's the west side of Beijing, and so many, many alleys, many streets, narrow streets.
他们的房子都是很古老，没有厕所，没有洗澡的地方。
They are all very, very old buildings, no bathroom, no place to take a bath.
但是那些老人家是他们的故居，不愿搬走。
However, the elderly there,They live there and they don't want to move.
政府曾经想拆了这所有的，然而建新的，哇，他们拼命啊，不能够啊，他们所有的人都做钉子户。
So the government wanted to kick them out and build a new building, but they refused to go.
那没办法啊，但是那些老人家也需要照顾。就有基督徒看到这个机会。
So, but what can they do? These elderly, they need people to care for them. So this gives the Christian an opportunity.
有一个刚信耶稣不久的几年的姊妹，看到这些老人家很需要人照顾，她就自己结束了她所有的以前做旅馆的生意，四个，然后大概有200多万，就买了这个地方来开始老人服务。
Wow, there's a sister who had a business, a hotel business, and she sold it, and then she used it about $2 million RMB to invest and to become a service to these elderlies.
她在侍奉这一个，她有一个意向，就是神跟她说。
While she is serving these elderly, she had a vision, and God told her.
用基督耶稣的心来服侍每一个人。
You are to serve each one of them with the love of Christ.
向每一个来过你们服务的人都跟他讲福音。
So you need to tell the good news to everyone you serve.
没有一个来过你那边被服务的人是没有听过福音的。
So not one.Of those who come to whom you serve, should they not hear the gospel, the good news?
他刚开始的时候，他说我们不会做啊，没有人，员工都没有受训啊，怎么办？
She said, "Well, we don't know what to do. We never have training."
他就祷告神啊，你可以派天使来吗？
She prayed to God. God, can you send angels?
啊，神就派了在。台湾有一对的伊甸园，就是以前的杏林子那个姊妹，她是有痰的，有一个机构派了一些人来帮助培训他们的员工。
So God sent us a sister from Taiwan, and she is trained to disciple people, and so she went to the center and trained them.
他们不会将这个当作工作，而是当作侍奉。
They don't treat this as work. They treat this as service.
所以非常有爱心，很多老人家来了这边住，就感觉好像回家一样。
So they have so much love for these elderly, and all these elderly come living there, feel like it was home.
不单有80个床位是给老人家，他还开始。附近大概300多人去他们的家去服务他们，给他们卫生的常设。
Not only were there about 80 beds for 80 elderlies, they also go to the neighborhood around there and to people's home and serve the elderlies around there.
不单单他们在那个老人院里面很快乐。
So those elderlies in the nursing home, they're happy.
在他们家里面被服侍的人都感觉很温暖。
And those who were being served in their homes, they all felt such warmth.
他们开始自己请了一个牧师，在这个老人院里面，每一个礼拜天都在敬拜。
So they even hired a pastor to lead them in worship every Sunday.
他们在这边敬拜的时候，开那个声音很大。
So when they're worshiping, they are very loud.
She
said the entire neighborhood could hear them worship.
结果你知道在这样子的话很危险哦。
So you know it's kind of dangerous.
但是因为他们做得很好，因为服侍的周围其实。附近很多居民都是共产党员来的。
So they did such a good job, even though there are a lot of communist party members living around, surrounding them.
结果政府感觉这个地方太小了，给了他们1500万人民币，加大这个地方来让他做得更好。
Wow. So the government thought, oh, this place is too tiny. Give them about 220 million renminbi.
1500万.
1500. $15 million renminbi. That's a lot of money to build, expand.
对，他们就盖了这一个地方。
So they built this place.
那个北京市市长亲自来剪彩。
Wow, and so the mayor of Beijing went to cut the ribbon.
啊，是吴奇，现在还是他做在北京的市长，亲自来剪彩。
Oh, and that it's the current mayor too.
明知道这些是基督徒
，He knew these are Christians.
但是知道他们是非常有爱心，他们是服侍神的。
And they also knew that.These Christians have a lot of love and they're serving God.
最近政府给他在西安有一个更大的地给他盖上面的 所有盖的钱政府给。
Wow, recently in Xi'an, the government gave them more land so that they can do more service.
他们大概要住200多个老人家。
So they're going to build a facility that will house about over 200 seniors.
因为这个已经5-6年了，很多受训的人，他们不懂怎么训练别人。
So it's been 5 to 6 years, and they don't know how to train people.
他就认识我，他说你在香港有没有一些医院，有没有一些基督徒的医院可以训练我们的员工。
So they came to know me and they asked me, do you have any people in Hong Kong who can help to train us, you know, train us how to serve?
刚好我在香港就认识
from the hospital.
林氏医院，他们一些基督徒很好的。请他们派一些员工来训练，大概用2年的时间培训新一代的来侍奉的基督徒。
So yeah, I happen to know some wonderful Christians and working in the hospital in Hong Kong. So we sent them to train these workers to service people.
中间那个就是他们的院长。
So the lady in the middle is their kind of her president.
你可以看到神在中国做了很多工作。
You can see how much work God is doing in China.
我还会留在中国。
I'm going to stay in China.
我希望10年以后。
I hope that after 10 years.
我希望中国可以派很多的宣教士会出来。
I hope that China can send out missionaries.
我现在在中国的神学院教书。
I am currently teaching in a seminary in China.
也教很多不同的教会的把握时机 Kairos 这个课程。
And I teach a lesson in different
我们看到无论是在中国在香港很多的动荡、
Institute.
很多的年轻人的暴乱或是很多年轻人感觉不满意。
Yeah, and we currently see how there's a lot of violence and a lot of rebelling in Hong Kong.
我看这一切都是神在背后让人的心搅动起来。
I think God is working. It's God behind it. He wants to stir people's hearts.
让人回应上帝来侍奉上帝。
Because he wants people to respond to his calling.
你愿意在你的家里面建立天国吗？
Are you willing to establish the kingdom of heaven at home?
好好的爱你家里面的人。
To love your family members.
因为都是神给你的。
Because they're all given to you by God.
你愿意在你的社群，你们的社区里面来见证神吗？
Are you willing to be a witness to people in your community?
让人看到哦，这个是基督徒，他们都很爱我们的社区。
Let people see, oh, this person is a Christian. This person loves his or her community.
你愿意在你们的工作当中来见证神吗？
Are you willing to be witness in at work?
在你的工作的地方，或是在你的那个办公的桌上放着圣经。
Or maybe put a Bible on your desk at work.
在你吃饭的时候，我们今天来早了，在 McDonald 吃早餐，也看到有一家庭，他们就是脱了那个爸爸脱了帽子来带一家人祷告。
So today we had to have lunch and the breakfast at McDonald's. We saw this family, the father, just remove his hat and they pray together.
看到在美国还是蛮敬虔的地方哦。
So we see people are sincere.
你愿意随时随地来见证神吗？
Are you willing to be a witness all time for God?
还没有完成的故事等你完成。
So the unfinished story, are you willing to help finish it?
希望你来到神的面前的时候，你是一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
I hope that when you do come before Christ, that you will be a good and faithful servant.
一会儿完了这个聚会的时候，我分享一点在中国的教会情况。大概10分钟，你们有兴趣可以听一听。
After worship, I would like to share about the situation in the churches in China. If you're interested, stay behind and hear about it.
不好意思啊，我在中国讲道是一个多小时的。
Sorry, in China, my preaching is 1 hour.
啊，我的太太提醒我，还有翻译啊，你不要做太长了。
My wife remind me that there's translation, can't be too long.
好，那我们到这边停啊，完了以后再跟大家分享。我们祷告。
So, we are going to pray now.
天父感谢你，你仍然坐着为王，在地上你还没有完成的事情，你希望透过我们来完成。求你带领我们，让我们聆听你的声音，聆听天父的指引，让我们不是的活着糊里糊涂的，让我们更懂得怎么样回应你，在我们的生活里面能够体会神你给我们的喜乐和使命。感谢神，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.